deft boys and pretty girls reach an understanding while boating. Their prows veer slowly, but the wine cups pass quickly. Their oars are entangled as they cut through the duckweed, and girls with slender waists turn to gaze behind them. Now spring and summer meet. Leaves are tender, flowers fresh. With smiles they protect their silks, drawing in their skirts, afraid lest the boat upset. There we have a picture of these merry excursions. This must have been a delightful event, and it is a great pity we cannot enjoy it today. I also remember some lines from the poem West Islet. When they gather lotus at Nantong in autumn, the lotus blooms are higher than their heads. They stoop to pick lotus seeds, seeds as translucent as water. If any girls were here now to pick the lotus, the flowers would reach above their heads too. Ah, rippling shadows alone are not enough. I was feeling quite homesick for the south when I suddenly looked up to discover I had reached my own door. Pushing it softly open and tiptoeing in, I found all quiet inside and my wife fast asleep.